Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Well, hallelujah. JKJ made it back in for a fun Monday. Coming up in about an hour, we're going to dive into Fast Five. Be ready to call in. Shoot, I don't remember what we had up for grabs today. Did I have print that out for you? What do we have up for grabs today? It was on a printout I gave you,
yes.
Right there in front of you.
I have it.
Is on here? Oh, yeah, you're right. We have for Fast Five. Ooh, that's right. It's the tickets to see Wiz Khalifa.
That's what it is. Get stoned.
What?
Let's send some people off to get stoned at Red Rocks.
That 420 show's amazing, though. He's been doing that for a minute. And yeah, Wiz Khalifa, those are some good tickets.
Yeah, get your Wiz on this morning in about an hour when we play Fast Five.
It's actually April 19th, though. It's the day before 420.
Close enough.
Still.
You'll still be getting stoned there.
Exactly. It's that kind of show.
How about those Nuggets, huh?
Woo!
They're clinched,
yes!
Right? Clinched. They're in the playoffs.
Three seed.
Playoffs.
Yep.
Three seed. Looks like we're taking on the Timberwolves, right?
Again. It's always the Timberwolves.
Always the Timberwolves. But
are you excited about this?
You know what?
Yes.
We're healthy. We're playing the right kind of basketball at the right time. So, absolutely. Let's go, Nuggets.
It's exciting.
Nikola Jokic is playing ridiculous basketball. Insane basketball. And so is Jamal Murray.
Yeah, Jokic just set the record. He's the only player of all time in NBA history to record or lead the league in assists per game and rebounds per game.
Yes.
That is the most exciting thing ever. Absolutely absurd that he probably won't be walking away with the MVP trophy this year. Insane.
It makes no sense, but I'm just going to lose all respect for media members who didn't vote for him. Because who wouldn't? Who wouldn't vote for the best basketball player on the planet?
It should be his fifth one in a row.
Oh, don't get me started. But yeah, I mean, still, it's a very good look for our Denver Nuggets and our sports in the Mile High City in Colorado in general. I mean, we are doing it, DU Pioneers, getting it done over the week.
11 times.
The Avalanche, the Mammoth, the Nuggets, they are all just killing it. And the Rockies even look kind of good right now. So.
Decent.
What? Let's go.
Yeah, it's a good time to be a sports fan in Colorado.
Yeah.
For Jersey.
It is.
I know in PMI coming up here in a few minutes, we'll talk about the old Avs coach, too.
I know.
And his face.
Yeah. Oh, poor.
A beautiful face. He's got such a beautiful face.
Don't hurt the face.
Oh. Speaking of basketball, my son wrapped up his basketball season over the weekend.
Oh.
It was a little 3-on-3 season, and I think we're done. I think we're moving on from basketball now.
Oh, no.
Really?
After years and years of the b-ball and the squeaky shoes.
He's no longer a baller, huh?
I think it's time. I think he's kind of getting burnt out on it. I'm getting a little burnt out on it.
Well,
but yeah, so I felt bad because he had his last two games, and I was sitting there in the stands watching the Artemis splashdown. That's kind of how much I was into it. Like, I was streaming it. I was like, this is history.
You're such a nerd. But I get that. I get that that is right up your alley to do it. But, you know, the thing is, you know, your son is right around the age where you really have to find out what you love and put that passion towards it. I mean, that's the thing is now he just needs to decide what it is that he's so passionate about. And, you know, just practice makes perfect no matter what it is you decide
to do. Look at you.
No,
practice makes perfect.
It really does. So
it
if you're seeing that he's not feeling basketball the way, because, I mean, it really
the
is.
The spark's
like,
gone. Yeah,
you
the
wake
spark's
up,
gone.
You practice. You get off school, you do you laps, practice. And you practice. I mean, it is that kind of mentality. So if he doesn't want to do that for basketball, then find what he wants to do that for, you know?
I think it's time to move on. I think he's thinking about dipping his toe into like some track and some cross
there
country.
You go.
Oh, cool, yeah.
But yeah, we wrapped it up. It was playoffs too.
Oh.
I just
love
that to work
you
that
had
in.
That. It's so
had
perfect.
So for my son this weekend with his basketball to birthday weekend for my daughter.
Yay!
Yeah, I think you're actually more happy and excited about your birthday than she was about hers, but that's cute. That's adorable.
What's wrong? Why doesn't she like
the birthday?
No,
it was fine. It was fine. It was just a normal birthday. Just like, it's my month. It's my month. And it was like an 8-hour, 9-hour birthday again. It's, you know, all the family piles in around 10, 11, and then they don't leave until it's dark out. The parties go on a really long time at my house. The only reason that everyone kind of packed up and left was the power went out unexpectedly, like at 7:30 or whatever.
Oh.
Went out. And everyone's like, well, I guess we're going to take off now that it's dark and we're lighting candles.
That's our cue.
But it's funny, you know, you kind of realize that you got a lot of first world problems. We're very spoiled here in this country in time because the biggest irritation from the birthday party over the weekend was Nick Knack went and purchased a big sheet cake. Okay. It was the cheerleading theme.
Cheerleading.
Uh-huh. And so there's it's the edible image on top.
Oh, yeah.
And it was wrinkly. So, your face, party ruined!
Yeah,
but it was like the person who was making the cake closed their eyes and then laid the edible image on there and then just put it in the fridge. It was like, woo, 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 woo.
No.
If you were a little mini surfer, you could have surfed on it. It was
really?
Like little waves. So there we were in the kitchen with it set out before everybody got there, and we're trying to pat it down. We had paper towel on it. We're trying to smooth it, and she's like, I'm going to complain. I'm calling the store. I'm going to complain. I was like, babe, why don't you slice into this thing? It's like two slices with a knife. Nobody's going to care.
But
this will be a memory.
The picture of the cake, that's what's important.
That's what was important.
I should have
her send it to me, and I'll show you.
You
it
need
was,
to.
It was gnarly looking, so then I was like, I got a great idea. I'm just going to wet down my hand and try to smooth it. So the thing with those edible images, like when it hits your saliva or water,
smears.
They dissolve. No, and
yeah.
They smear and they dissolve.
Oh, no.
So listen, if that ever happens to you guys, don't use water on your hands because I took the thing
it.
That said cheer and went, cheer! All the way across it. So.
Happy birthday!
Cake ruined first world problems right there at Jer Bear's house. We'll be back in about 3.5 minutes with your PMI here at Mix. I think Katie's got the positive today.
I do. And if you are an overthinker like me, you are going to love this story. Because if you can't sleep, guys, you're not alone. Yeah, a lot of us can't sleep. In fact, about 30% of us experience trouble falling or staying asleep. And experts are saying it's because we worry so much. We're constantly
thinking. What are you
worried
about right now?
Well, here's the thing is last night I was laying in bed and right before I fell asleep, I'm like, oh my gosh, is my credit card bill due? And it just
oh yeah, that'll get you wakey.
And
yeah.
Immediately I grabbed my phone. I looked and made sure that I wasn't ready for a payment and it was going to be late and hit me with a fee. But that kind of stuff happens to me all the time. And experts are saying it's because I don't schedule time to worry. Yeah, our brains are going to worry no matter what. So whether it's we're right about ready to go to sleep and all of a sudden our brain hits some kind of responder where it's like, no, you've got this. Wait a minute, there's this. It's going to do that if we don't do it for it. Now, they're saying if you schedule time to worry throughout the day, you waking up in pure panic mode because you forget to do something, it's going to happen less often. So if it's just something that you build into your day, your brain is going to get used to focusing on your worry at that specific time of day, and it's not going to alert you in the middle of a sleep.
Not a bad idea.
I love it.
I love that for worries.
And they're saying also because your bed, it should be just for sleeping. You shouldn't be worrying in there. You shouldn't be eating. You shouldn't be doing things that other than reading. They're saying that's a good activity to do. And why are you looking at me like that?
No rest. No rest and rest recreation.
Your bed should be. Well, I get okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. I'm sorry. I was just glazing right over.
There's a lot of sleeping. During that too.
Katie lives alone. Tell me you live alone without telling me you live alone.
But when it comes to overthinking, you definitely should not do that in bed and you should schedule time to do it and it'll help you out.
It's not a bad idea. It's probably legit.
It
sounds silly. Like, okay, today at 1 o'clock, I'm going to sit on my couch and worry about everything.
Nobody talk to me. I'm worrying.
For like the next hour, I'm going to worry.
I think this is amazing because I happen to worry like throughout the day. It'll just hit me. It really will. Like without any notice, it'll hit me. So if I can schedule it, and I've been doing it the last couple days, you know, it
pair
helps
it with
a
list too, I would think that you write down your worries.
Oh, yeah.
So
you
got like a spiral notebook and it's there. It's written down. It's not on your mind. That probably paired with that would be really beneficial.
Look at you with the pro tip.
Oh, yeah.
The pro tip on top, the positive. Let's
Thank
go.
Thank you. You're rubbing off on me.
Okay.
Who's got the minus, Josh?
I got the minus today, and it's talking Avs hockey, which is a bummer because normally it's a very positive thing with them. But Avalanche head coach Jared Bednar over the weekend, they were taking on the Vegas Golden Knights, and an errant puck from Keegan Kolesar's stick went over the boards and actually drilled him in the face, so much so that it caused him to collapse in pain. He did not lose consciousness or anything, but he dropped to the ground holding his face. And he was taken with the team doctor back to the locker room. He's actually going to miss some time. It's not funny what happened, but it's funny hearing this, that the head coach is out with injury. He broke an orbital bone in his face and also has an eye abrasion, a corneal abrasion. So it's messed up something with his cornea. So he's going to miss the game in Edmonton and then Calgary. They're hoping to have him back for the final home game of the season when they take on the Seattle Kraken in a few days here. But that's a scary incident. I mean, watching your head coach collapse in pain, I've never seen that before, actually. So
I was watching that game. It went into overtime. Yeah. And it, like, he is such a tough mamma jamma.
Well, he grew up playing hockey, too.
Yeah, to not, like, cry as a puck hits you in the face, like... Man, Coach Bednar, he is a tough one. So
yeah, he would lose.
He gets better, though. Yeah. Quick recovery, hopefully.
Yeah.
All right, let's wrap things up with the interesting. I immediately thought of your daughter, baby Nana, when I saw this story this morning, Katie.
Okay.
Because I know she wants a doggy really, really bad, and she's been pushing you to get a doggy
as
well.
Yes, she has.
New study just came out that says, on average, we spend about $4,272 a year for one pet. So just shy of $4,300 a year for a pet. Do a little beep boop pop boop math on that. Spread it out over 12 years. You're looking at a little bit more than $50,000 over 12 years for one dog or cat. And that's before anything goes wrong, like my dog who ate the grape.
Yeah.
And we had thousands of dollars worth of medical bills.
Yeah, that's just the bare minimum.
Bare minimum.
Raising a baby.
They say it doesn't help that vet costs have jumped about 43% in the last 5 years. And there's a big chunk of pet owners who are actually in big-time debt right now because of their little fur babies. They say Gen Z, though, is considering a petless lifestyle. A lot of them are like, I don't want to get a pet. I don't want the cost. Smart. That's one thing that Gen Z that I'm on board with you guys.
So they're not going to have babies or pets?
No babies or pets, just a lot of money and a lot of free time.
Oh.
Damn them.
I know, right?
You guys suck.
Wait a second. You can do that?
Ain't nothing holding them down. Gen Z, you guys suck. There you go. There's your PMI this morning. Positive minus interesting with Jeremy, Katie, Josh, Mix 100.